to pray for us. And you say, well, I've heard this in times past preached, and I'm sure that in times past I've even preached from these passages of Scripture. But this morning I'd like to use for a text for this message, realizing your full potential. Realizing your full potential. And we've got all kinds in the secular world. We've got all kinds of self-help programs that you can go to. And how many of you know that you need help? Amen. And what I need help in or what you need help in may be different. But there's a lot of commonalities that we all have because we're all human. And we have a lot of the same needs and a lot of the same practices that need to be changed or improved upon. And when this was laid upon my heart, I guess I was thinking about people that, like in a secular world, in the Christian world, so many people that are living below their full potential in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And the reason why they're living below and we're living below our potential, it's not that we can blame the church. It's not that we can blame the pastor. We can't blame God. We can't blame Jesus Christ because we all have the Word. Amen? And the Word is referred to as the Bible, but the Word is also referred to as Jesus Christ Himself. And if you have Him as the Word in your life, today we need to realize where we're falling short so that we might be able to improve upon our lives, our own lives. Because one of the most miserable things I think that there would be is coming to the end of this natural life and looking back and seeing how you could have done so much more. And how many of you want to do more for God? It's going to be a participative message this morning. Not only do we want to do more, but folks, we ought to desire to do more because there are so many people that is watching our lives and seeing what we do. In the passage of Scripture, and I guess that's why this one was upon my heart, as the Lord gave me the text and I had to go looking for the Scriptures. It's because sometimes we're just like what James said. We hear the Word. How many of you have ever been to a secular self-help or motivational type of a program or a presentation that you went in and you heard it and you was all charged up about going out and applying that in practice? Anybody ever been there? I remember several years ago I went to a real estate program and they was telling us how you could do all these different things and buy houses for pennies and sell them for dollars. And I left there and I was all charged up about it just to find out that there's a lot of other people out there looking for the same thing. And a lot of them are applying it. I wasted my money going to that seminar because I never did apply it. Because a lot of things that I found that people pay to go get help on, you already knew or already know what you need to do. And most of the time, it's not that you don't know what you need to do. It's applying it. Because how many of you have got good intentions to do something, but it seems like weeks and days and months and years go by and you still haven't done it? Amen. I hope you see this as a motivational message this morning. Because we all need help in realizing our full potential. James said it like this. He said, you have all these great desires, but you know what you need to do. You know, and I know what we need to do. Even lost people know what they need to do. But we're like a man that goes by a mirror. And we see what we look like, and then we walk away forgetting what we even saw in that mirror. We beheld ourselves and then we walk away and we forgot. Many people go to church and many people listen to programs and different things on radio and TV and even on the internet. But as soon as they leave the church house or as soon as they turn the program off, they forget about what they're supposed to do with the Word of God. To hear it, The writer James said here, he says, many of them are hearers of the word, and they can say amen, and they can rejoice when they're hearing the word, but not many are doers of the word. And by not being a doer of the word that you have heard, you are falling short of your potential. Not just with God, but we're letting each other down, church. And we're letting the lost world down. Because we're not realizing our full potential. And we need to. The Bible teaches us that if we would just follow God's word, that we would be an example to the people that come in contact with our lives. And not just that, but the word of God is what will change your life. Not just for a day or a week or a month, but for all eternity. It will change your life. And I believe people that are saved, don't get me wrong. But there are so many folks that could go even beyond the level where they're at this morning to the next level that God wants to take you to, if you would just realize what it is that God has in store for you and act upon His Word, and how much better your life would be. How many sometimes, and I know I asked a lot of questions this morning, but and I'll use a secular example. In our jobs, they become mundane, and we just go through the repetitions. We go in, we do our task, and then we go home. God does not look for people just to come to church, just to be coming to church, just to fill a pew, and then leave here and go out in the world and say, I don't have to do anything with the Word until next Sunday. That's not what God is looking for. That's not what the world needs. God is looking at us that we might be able to be a light in a dark, sin-filled world, and by realizing our potential. Not only are we helping others, but we are helping ourselves. This is a self-help message this morning. Because as we help ourselves, we will automatically be helping others around us. You ever seen somebody that allows God to move in their life and you think in your own terms that they have realized their potential and God is using them in such a way, and you look at them and say, I would like to be like that person. I'd like to have what they have. Well, there is no limit on how many people that can enjoy their full potential in God in this church house today. We all could be there and enjoy what God has done for us, and also allowing each other to enjoy what God has done for our brothers and sisters. If we all would just realize our full potential. And I don't know if I'll ever reach my full potential until I make it to the other side. But I'm sure going to try my best to reach my potential, my full potential as I'm down here. What if I said in years past that God called us to preach, and I preached that first message, and I said, I'm happy if that message, and I never want to do anything above that message. Could you imagine what a stagnant life I would have? What a boring preacher I would be. Amen? But you know, when we get beyond our comfort level, and I want to help you this morning. I want to help me. When we get beyond our comfort level to where we want to learn more about Jesus Christ, and we want to know more about the work of God and how He moves, then every one of us can grow exponentially just by applying God's Word to our life. How many of you want to grow this morning? See, I'm trying to motivate you today with the Word of God. And I'm not even a motivational speaker. But I have the Word of God, which ought to motivate every one of us this morning. The Word, as he says here, in the Hebrews, in the 4th chapter, in the 12th verse, it says that the Word of God will energize us. Has anybody ever been energized by the Word of God to where you felt like that you could leap tall buildings in a single bound? You know what that does when it energizes? We're taking a person that is ordinary, and God is using the Holy Spirit to take them beyond what they ever thought that they could ever be for Him. to levels that you thought only brothers and sisters in the church could ever attain. God has taken it and applied it to you, and you've reached something that I told the church when Terry Brock was here a few months ago. That, and I'm not saying this as a throwing stones at anybody else, but the first time I ever heard Terry Brock preach and the way he preached, I thought, Lord, you know, he gave me a desire to learn and try to be a better preacher. And I thought, you know, before that, that was my call, that I could reach a different potential if I would just apply myself, my life, and my work for Jesus Christ in a way that I saw him apply it. And folks, we do learn from each other, do we not? We learn from each other, and we can go to different levels than what we've ever achieved before. And I want to just testify for a minute. The first time God, as you try to grow in God, in His Word, the first time that God sends a great blessing by your way, you cannot go backwards. Because you say, Lord, I want more of this. I don't want to be held to just what I did have. And folks, you know, don't get me wrong. The writer talks about that there are those that's on the milk of the Word. How many of you remember when you was on the milk of the Word? Yes? And it was good, amen? But then you was introduced to a little meat. And then over time you got away from the milk and you was on a full course of meat of the Word of God. And folks, there is nothing wrong with the milk of the Word. But I sure don't want to go back to it. I'm happy on this meat of the Word, aren't you? And you know what? God has got even better things for us if we'll only apply what He's given to us to our own lives. The Bible teaches us, and I'm trying to move real quickly on this, and this is not a one message, able to fill it out in one message, but I'll just try my best this morning to give you what the Lord has given to me. We all know that we are saved. There is no doubt about that we're saved. Do you know that you're saved this morning? Amen. And by knowing that we are saved, that's one thing that the devil cannot take away from us. But there are times when the devil will come to us and speak in our ears and speak to our lives and say, you're saved, you ought to just be happy with that. You don't have to do anything else. Am I not preaching the truth? But what if everybody in the church did nothing else? What trouble the church would be. Because everybody's saved, but nobody is doing anything else to realize their full potential. And people say, well, what happens by being content with that is that we end up with too many Christians that are defeated every time the enemy comes against them. Because we don't know anything else to do. We are stuck in a child's position in Christ when we ought to be juveniles, or we ought to be adults in the Word of God. This is true. I'm trying at my best to help you realize your full potential this morning. The Bible teaches us that the Word that comes from God, it's different to every one of us. And Jim said this in his opening this morning, that the Word of God has comes and it gives us all different things that we stand in need of. To one that needs healing, it speaks healing. To one that needs comfort, it speaks comfort. To one that needs exhortation, it speaks that. No matter what it is, sometimes we're just down and out and we need a Word from God. And when the Word comes, it speaks to all of us, addressing that need that we have. And people say, how does God do it? I don't know. He's God. But the Bible says in the book of 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter that when the Word comes, it comes by the Spirit of God. Not by man, not by the pastor, not by the preacher or a brother or sister, but it comes by the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God sends a word to you, and I'm trying to move quickly this morning, but it is better than any word that any man could ever speak to your life. But listen to what he says in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, when the Spirit of God speaks a word, to one it is the word of wisdom. Some of us that the Word comes to us and it just opens our eyes and it makes us more intellectually smarter in the Word of God. And to another one, he says that it's the Word of knowledge by the same Spirit. How many of us today have more wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God than we did a year ago or 5 years ago because we applied God's message to our hearts by His Spirit? We allowed it to sink deep in our life and we become more closer to God than we've ever been in our life. And the Bible says by another one, this same Word, in order to realize our potential, folks, it takes us listening to the Word of God. Whether it be for wisdom or knowledge, the ninth verse says that there's some that by the Word of God, they receive more faith. You know what they're doing? Is that they're growing all along. Sometimes we watch Kaylee or some of these other kids and we see how they have grown from just being born to where they're at now. Up here this morning, she's walking up and she's dancing and everything. You know, we see them grow. It's the same way in our Christian life. You can see when somebody's growing. And buddy, it excites me to see somebody who has a desire to grow for God. Because they got more wisdom, they got more knowledge, they got more faith. They can now take on mountains that before would get the victory over their life. And the Bible says that some, for the same word, that it comes to them and it brings the gifts of healing. And before this, we relied upon the doctors in the hospitals to take care of us. Well, today, church, we serve a greater physician than any doctor that is in this world. His name is Jesus Christ. And to others, he said that the Word would bring a working of a miracle into their life. How many of us need a miracle this morning? And you see, the greater your need is for a miracle, the closer you need to be to God, relying upon Him for that miracle that you stand in need of. And He said another one would bring prophecy. I'll never forget, several years ago, I've been studying, and the Lord laid upon my heart about a subject matter, and I tried my best to discern what it was that the Lord was leading me to. And a preacher got up and what I could not understand, in just one sentence, he preached a word, and it was like that prophecy. That word was revealed right before my eyes. And I've shared that with you here before in church because that's the message that I should have got up, and I felt like I should have just ran around the church house. People say that's so unorthodox that you ought to just kept your seat like you did and not disrupt the service of God. I still to this day, I wish that I had got up and done what God laid upon my heart. People say, I don't believe in prophecy. The whole Word of God is prophecy. But let me not stop there. Let me tell you that as you grow and you don't become... And I'm not trying to throw stones this morning, but listen, some of the things that we used to be scared death of, as we grow, we find out that there is nothing wrong with them. I shared that on Wednesday night. Baptist churches all across America was afraid to sing that song, I'll See You in the Rapture. Because they thought it meant something bad. And to come to find out, all that Greek word rapture means is called out. How many of you are going to get called out this morning? You know what? As we grow, we find out some of those things that we is afraid of, there ain't nothing wrong with them. And I know it's not good English, but it's the truth. And he said to another one, the same word could bring discerning of the spirits. You know, when we was young Christians, anytime anybody would sing a song and start to feel the presence of the Lord, we would just join in with them. And some of us may have even rejoiced in the wrong spirit. You know that? I've been to services before and I've talked to people before. I've even seen it happen in people's lives that just because something bad happened in their life, they got a spirit that came across them that they was sorry for everything and they was going to get right with God and they was going to live for God. But as soon as that spirit left, they was right back to the hog pen from which they came from. I've seen people in churches rejoice in the wrong spirit because somebody got all caught up in themselves. But you see, as we grow and we get closer to our potential, we're able to discern the spirits that's in the service, whether it be a God. Because the Bible says, try the spirits whether they be a God or not. Because not every spirit that's in the church is of God. I'll move along. To some, he said, this word would give you diverse kinds of tongues. And to another one, it would give you the interpretation of tongues. People say, Pastor, you know we don't believe in that. Let me tell you what, Paul was there. And he was talking about on the day of Pentecost. When they was preaching there, they was preaching, but every man heard in his own language. There was a discerner of the Spirit. There was also an interpreter that was there. And there was different kinds of tongues that was being preached in. I hope I'm not making you uncomfortable on a Sunday morning. I'll preach in a few minutes. But that message went out and they all heard it in their own tongue. You say, well, what was the interpreter of it? It was the Holy Spirit. Because the Bible says it's better to speak five words, right? And that is understood, than it is to preach a whole message and not have an interpreter of it. So we know that as he wraps up this 11th verse, he says it like this. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. What that means is that as we're able to receive it, God will give it to us. How many of you want to know more about the Lord? And you want to realize your full potential? But we, in order to do this, we have to go back to Jeremiah in the 9th chapter and the 20th verse. And we have to see that in order for this to happen in our life, we have to receive the Word of God. We have to receive the Word of God, as he says in the New Testament, that it is the infallible Word of God. I may not understand it all, but it doesn't stop me from believing it all. I don't know how he saves a soul, but I am a witness and I believe that He did, and He does, and He will continue to save lost men, women, boys, and girls that will call upon His name. And once He calls upon us and He saves us, He's able to take us from infancy to full adulthood if we will just allow His Word to penetrate our hearts and desire to do with what God has given us and work with the tools that God... Here's a phrase from today's marketplace or the secular place. We will use the tools that God has put in our toolbox to allow us to do the job that He wants us to do. And you say, well, what kind of tools have I got in there? Sometimes our toolbox is empty. And it's not God's fault. It's our fault. Because just because you reach a certain level with God does not mean that you will stay there for the rest of the days of your life. It takes us working continuously to try to maintain and move forward with our relationship with God. People say, I didn't know being a Christian was this much work. God did most of the work. All we have to do is take it and apply it to our life. Some might say, well, how can I get to this level? Listen to what he said. In the 21st verse, he said that we had to have the Word of God, which is able to save our souls. And then in the last verse that I read, if we will try to work with God in His Word and try to realize our full potential, he said that this man shall be blessed in his deed. Every time we do something for God and we apply it to our life, it will be a blessing to us. We've got too many Christians this morning that are defeated because they don't apply the Word to their own life. And not only are you being defeated this morning, church, but those around you are being defeated because they see what you do with the Word of God. If we go to church on Sunday And I said this was a message to lift you up. And some of you say, I'm waiting for that. But if we go to church on Sunday and then live like the devil the rest of the week, we are not being much of a light to those around us. And they look at us and say, if you're going to heaven, then anybody is going to make it. We are falling short of our potential with God. In fact, we are letting our church down and we are letting God down. Because, you know, whatever they see us do, they think it's all right at Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. Am I preaching the truth this morning? And by what we do, they say, well, if it's all right at Mount Carmel, maybe that's the place we ought to go. We're giving them a false image of what is allowed by the Word of God. And I said allowed by the Word of God. Not by Roger's rules or anybody else's, but by God's rules this morning. But if we would just desire to reach our potential. I thought about this over and over and over. How many of you, when you're working around the house, wished you had the potential to do even more than what you're able to do? Right? How many of you, when you're working on your car, you wish that you had the potential to do more than what you're able to do to it? Some of you don't want to get your hands dirty, so you ain't going to say amen to that. How many of us up on our jobs, we see somebody else that does that job and we see how easy they do it and we think to ourselves, I wish I had that kind of potential. You know, the only thing that's holding us back is us. The only thing holding you back from being a better Christian is you. It is the devil that is working to try to hold you back from reaching your potential to where you have peace of mind and joy in your heart and in your soul. The devil wants you to be happy where you're at. Because some of you are just miserable because you're not in and you're not out. And what did God say in the book of Revelations? If you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. I'd rather you be hot or cold. I'd rather you be in or out. This in-between stuff isn't flying. And you know what you're doing? And I look at this in a secular realm as well. There's a lot of things that God has given us the talents to do. But how many of you heard that old saying, Jack of all trades and master of none? You know, I've thought about this in my own life. If we would have dedicated ourselves to one path, we would have reached our potential in that one path and been an expert at it instead of just having a novice knowledge of all this other stuff. Does anybody understand that this morning? That's the way it is sometimes in our Christian life. We're trying to cram everything in the world into our lives and we are forsaking God. And there will come a day we'll look back on our life and we'll say, I wish I'd done more for Him. But it'll be too late. In this message this morning, how can I reach my full potential? How many of you got a word? Everything we have need of in order to realize our full potential is within the boundaries of this book. Everything we need. You want to grow? Get in this Word. We've got men that we have talked to in days past that and women as well that we have talked to in days past that folks, that desire is there. You can see the flicker of the light in their eyes. Some of them have taken that and grown. Others have taken that and you are no better or no closer to realizing your potential today than you was a year ago. Because some of you are like me when it comes to jobs around the house. Things that we know we need to do. How many procrastinators do I have? And you know, it's not just in our earthly realm that we have that problem. How many of you said years past you wanted to be a better Christian, and you look back, and you don't have to raise your hand this morning, but you look back and you say, am I really a better Christian today than I was a year ago or 5 years ago? Instead of realizing or moving toward my potential, it feels like I'm slipping away. And you know what the devil will do? He'll come in and he'll try to take the word even out of your heart. Try to take the word out of your life and try to tell you that God won't be upset. He understands what you're going through. Well, let me tell you, the devil is a liar. He is a liar and the father of it. In order for us to realize our potential, we have to stay in the Word of God. And I'm going to close in just a few minutes. You know what's wrong with too many of our Christians today? Instead of staying in the Word, they're staying in some man's Word. It's not Roger's Word that's going to help you. It's not the deacon's Word that's going to help you. But it's God's Word that is going to help you. Too many people are trying too many different ways. And I'll give you another picture. Back when some of us was considering college, you had to go for 4 years and you had to go to a building, two classrooms, in order to get, and you had to get passing grades in order to get that degree. Amen? Today, you can get a degree just about from anywhere. You don't even have to attend some of the classes. Everything in life has been simplified. And it's no different in the church. A lot of preachers and pastors are telling you, just show up, pay your tithes, and everything's going to be all right. I'm not going to tell you that this morning. I'm going to tell you, if you really want to reach your full potential, you will show up, you will get in the Word of God, you will study, you will prove yourself, and you will find yourself moving closer to God and further away from the devil. And that's what you need this morning. How many of you got your Word with you today? You're going to need it in just a minute. Because in order for us to realize our potential, it takes the Word of God. Hold up your Bibles this morning as I close. You know what you are? You are. And you can say this to yourself. You can say it out loud. I don't care. It's upon my heart to do this. I am what this Word says I am. Regardless what the devil says. Amen? If this Word says that I am a prince, that I am a son of the Most High God, then I am a prince today in Christ Jesus, my Lord and Savior, and I am a son of God. Amen. If it says I am a victor, then I am a victor today. If it says I'm the head and not the tail, quit acting like the tail, start moving and lift up your head and praise God that you are what that Word says you are today. I am what that Word says I am. I am a born-again child of God. Not because the pastor or the deacons told me, but because the Word told me. I am not just that, but if you still got your Word, I can do everything this Word says that I can do. I can do it all. People say, I wish I had that boldness. Sometimes I do. Sister Charlene did other times. I feel like I can't even pick up a flea. But when the Holy Spirit comes along, I can do what this book says I can do. Because Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. If the Bible says that we can cast out demons in His name, we can cast them out this morning. If the Bible says that we can lay hands on a brother or sister that is sick and they shall recover, folks, it's not my hands or your hands that's doing the work. It's by faith that we are believing in the Word of God that He said that we could do it. People say, I don't believe in that stuff. I believe that God can do all things. Let me give you some. The Bible says that Peter, when he would walk through the streets, that some people that were just in the shadow of him walking down the street, they were made whole from the shadow. If they could do that, then I could do whatever the Word of God says that I can do this morning. If it says that I can reach my potential by getting in here and studying it and proving it, then I can reach my full potential. I want to leave here a happy Christian. Y'all have not been accustomed to this kind of preaching. Not only am I what that word says that I am, not only can I do what that word says that I can do, but also I shall receive what that word says is coming to me. How many of you know that you got a home in glory waiting for you? How many of you know today before we get there that we've got a brother who said, I'll meet you at the river to help guide you over to the other side? Folks, I don't know about you, but I want to realize my potential and not be weak-kneed and soft in the house of God. But I want to lift up the man who says that I can do it all today by His grace and His mercy. And what I'm going to receive, I'm going to receive my robe and my crown, new pair of shoes. And if you'll have it today, I'm getting keys to the house. Amen. My kids have a key to our house, and they know that whether we're there or not, they can go in any time and just make themselves at home. Sister Villa, I've got a key to heaven today. People say, well, what's it going to unlock? They don't have to worry about having the key to get in, because the Bible says that the gates there are open all the time. But I've got a key that everything that is in heaven, it's as much mine today as it will be the day when I get there, because the Word told me it's mine. And I'm going to receive it. No matter what it is I have need of, I can do it. And the Bible also teaches us this, that I can go wherever this Word tells me I can go. Wherever I want to, the Word says I can go, I can go. And I've walked with Him in low places, and I've walked with Him on the mountainside. But every once in a while, I get to make it to the top of the mountain. And folks, I can go wherever the Word says I can go. And, you know, and I'm trying not to be too long-winded this morning, but if the Bible says that I can tread on serpents and not be hurt, folks, I'm going to believe what the Word of God says. People say, oh, Pastor, now you can't, you was all right until you got to that point. Folks, I don't like snakes no more than you do, but I'm not talking about that kind of snake. I'm talking about the one who come in the garden and deceived my elder brother and sister and yours and caused the fall of mankind. The devil is not above us. He's not equal to us, but he is below us today, because the Bible says I beheld him as a falling object. Anything that is down is below a child of God. And let me give this to you and I'll close. By this word, I can defeat every enemy that comes against me. Oh, now we're getting bold, Larry. Becky and Rob, come. I can defeat every enemy that comes against me with this word. People say, well, what about when trouble comes in the household? The Bible says that a house that is built upon the rock shall not fail. When the storms of life come, I'm trying to close this morning. You know what is wrong with so many of our Christian homes that are in trouble? It's because they've not reached their potential, that when the storms came, the devil come in that household and he was able to destroy it, because it was not built right, it was not founded right, and it was in trouble from the get-go. How many of you know lives that was in trouble from the get-go? I know children, I'm not just talking about marriages, I know children from the day that they was conceived, they was in trouble because of who their mom and dad was. And what they did, their habits, and their problems. People look at us and they say, well, how in the world are you able to be so up and up when you're going through all these different things? Folks, every one of us has to walk through our own share of trouble. We have choices when trouble comes. We can throw up our hands and say, I quit. And let me put this in as advisory this morning. The worst thing that you can do as a child of God when trouble comes is quit going to church. the worst thing you can do. Because you see, then the devil's got you right where he wants you. Because when you're not getting the word and you're not getting nourishment, you become weaker and weaker and weaker. What once started as an image or as a thought proceeds to sin in the soul. The devil wants to try to tear you apart. The demons that come against us, sometimes it's even our own family. And folks, I've been made fun of by my own kinfolk because I go to church so much. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's not my kinfolk that I have to be happy with. It's me. I'm the one that has to be happy when it comes time to go to bed. And folks, it doesn't matter whether somebody has told you that they think that you're lost or you're saved, or somebody has told you that they think that you've got this or you've got that, or it doesn't matter who has told you what. What matters is what you and God knows about your life. That's what matters this morning. In order to reach our full potential, you know what some of us need to do this morning? Is put all of our failures behind us. And the next time the devil comes and says, man, you made a mistake back in 1974. Instead of spending a week or 2 weeks or a month arguing with him about that and blaming it on everybody else, you know what I found worked, Brother Eli? Just go ahead and agree with him. Say, yeah, you're right. I did make a mistake in 1974. But did you read where the same God who saved me, I went back to him and I asked for forgiveness. And you know what he did? He forgave me and put me back in full fellowship. You could sit there and stay all day in your sorrows, your heartaches and your failures. Or you can just come to the conclusion, I'm going to lift up my head. I'm going to rise up and I'm going to walk out of this valley. And I'm going to praise the Lord because I'm tired of not moving toward my potential. Pastor, how long does it take me to reach my potential? We'll be working on it till the day that Jesus takes us out of here. We'll be working toward it. You say, well, if you're never going to realize it, if you're never going to make it, why are you all consumed with trying to motivate us to start working on it? Because if you never do anything but sit there, your life, your story will get even more miserable than what you are today. And folks, let me tell you, there's times I went to church every time the doors was open. But inside, I don't even know how to explain it. Inside, there was just a warfare. Because I knew there had to be more to going to church than what I was experiencing. I think that's probably the best analogy I can put. I see others go to church and they were moving toward realizing their potential and they was all excited. They was joyous in the house of the Lord. And I knew their problems and it's like, what in the world they got to be so excited about? But you see, once you get beyond where you're at today and you get over the poor me's, you get over nobody else has been through what I've been through. Nobody has lived in the circumstances that I'm living in. Nobody understands where I'm at right now in my life. Folks, those sitting next to you, even those up here may not know that. As I said about Sister Anita and Brother Tom, unless you've been where both of them are at today, you do not understand what is going through their minds, what is going through their lives. I may not understand it, and this church may not understand it. But there is a God in heaven. With His Word, you can defeat that which has come against you. I can do everything this book says I can do. I hope this message stays with some of you. This week when you go out and the devil comes against you, you just remember, whatever the book says I can do, I can do. Wherever the book says I can walk, I can walk. And whatever the victories that this book says I can have, you know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to wait till the victory comes. I dare somebody to try this. Instead of waiting for the victory to come, you go ahead and start praising the Lord as if the victory was already there. You say, oh, that's far-fetched. What if I start praising and then it don't come? Folks, if you praise Him, believing that it's going to come. My God has not failed us yet. And surely He won't start now. Amen? How many of you want to reach your full potential as a child of God? While they sing the song of invitation, we all stand. There's some of you that should have already ran to the altar this morning. Why don't you come right now? Don't wait for somebody else. It's your potential. It's your life. What are you going to do with your life? Come on, Mom and Dad. You know that where you're at is not where you should be. You should be much further advanced than what you are. Young man or woman that is maybe trying to discern your life, trying to figure it all out. You cannot make sense of your life without God. Why don't you come this morning? Come and get right with God. Come and just surrender your will and your heart to Him. And ask Him to help you. Because we as a church want to see you realize your potential. Would you do that this morning? Kneel at the cross. Yes. So many people that are counting on you and I. They're dependent upon us. Lord, help us. Yes. Won't you do that this morning? You know, Rob, I normally have them sing just as I am, but this morning that song's up on my heart. I want to know more about my Lord. Would that be all right? To change to that? Because, folks, in order to grow in the Lord, you have to know more about Him. Sunday school can't teach it to you. It's a good place, and don't get me wrong. Sunday school by itself will not give you what you're looking for. Even church will not give you what you're looking for. But how many witnesses do I have that when you go into your closet and you take your word and you begin to read it and it begins to minister to your heart, you find out that there's so much in here. So much that God wants to do for me. God does not want you walking around all the time being defeated. You say, well, you don't know what I'm going through. Folks, if you give in to the devil, he will have you down all the time. You say, well, how do you make it then? You know how I've seen successful children of God make it? It's because we don't look at where we've been. We don't even look at where we're at. We hold on to what God is able to do for us. Moms and dads, some of you are there this morning. You're holding on that God is going to save your children. Amen? You hold on that God is going to deliver your children out of the bondage of sin and out of Satan's stronghold. And we're going to see them walk back down the aisles and get right with God. Amen? Some of us are holding on that God is going to do great things for our children and our grandchildren. I see their potential. We've got some of the smartest people there are that I know of in our lives. And folks, their intellect, along with God's blessing, will take them to places that you and I and they can only dream of. People say, you don't really believe that God can do that. Folks, He's a God that put food on your table. He's a God that put clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, shelter over your head. If He can do all that, folks, there's nothing that my God can't do. while they sing a verse of this and a chorus. Some of you say, well, we prayed here in our pew. We prayed. How much more do we need to do? You need to follow your heart. Whatever God's telling you to do, you need to move this morning. Yes. Help them sing that this morning. My trial's here. Yes. I want it no more. About my Jesus. Yes. Yes. I want to know more about what I'm going to receive. Yes. Yes. Someday, somehow. Yes. Amen and amen. I pray you got something from the message this morning. I was like Terry, I couldn't wait to get here. But you know, even when God lays something great upon our hearts, we still have reservations because the devil will come and say, well, how are the people going to receive all that stuff? And you know, I've come to the conclusion at this stage of my life that all we can do is give the word. You take from it what you can absorb. You take from it what you will. But I promise you this, if you will quit trying to filter out so much and you just take the whole word of God, the whole counsel of God, you'll find that it'll do more for you. You know, we're like kids. When mom set the plate in front of us, we'd just pick it. Those things we liked, we'd eat. And those things that we didn't, we'd push off. You kids today's got it made because if you don't want it, you just don't eat it and you're all right. I've shared with the church several years ago, when my mom made a plate, we had to eat what was on that plate. I've swallowed peas whole. And if cauliflower wasn't so big and broccoli, I would have swallowed it whole. But you know what? Mom knew what she was talking about because all those things had the nutrients we needed to grow as children. God knows what He's talking about. In order to reach our potential, we've got to take the whole counsel of the Word of God. You say, well, I really don't understand it. It doesn't matter whether we understand it or not. We have to take it. Chew it up. And sometimes we're like an old camel. We'll chew on it. And we'll put it in the back. I'm trying to be not as graphic.